But there's been no instance where you saw something really cool and wish you'd thought of it first.
I've seen some really interesting mashups of other people's data that are really fun to play around with, and I've thought it'd be really cool to see what dig data looks like with that, but I can't think of any one feature. I think some of the stuff that StumbleUpon is doing with their toolbar and providing recommendations in the toolbar is really interesting to us, but not right now. We have a very basic toolbar right now, today.
How has the current financial situation changed things at Dig? That stuff really started to unfold right after you raised your Series C round.
Nothing's changed. One of the nice things about Dig is we've always run fairly lean. We have a small team, and we're a very text-heavy site. So, as far as bandwidth is concerned, it's not like we're YouTube spending $1 million a week on bandwidth. For us, it's just always being conscious of who we're hiring and why we're hiring them, and do we need that person or not. We won't be a 400-person company in a year or 2 years. It's just picking the spots where we need some help and growing slowly, and staging that growth so it mirrors our own web traffic growth. It's always been out of necessity.
Are you anticipating a traffic drop after the election?
We don't anticipate that, no. That's a good question, though. We've always seen traffic grow month over month. We're fortunate enough to be in that position, and we've seen the different bumps as little things that come along.